Seven Lamb presents Paralyzed.
Scaring the people early.
Season 2 recap episode.
Hey everyone. Hey everyone. It's Robert here, writer and producer of Paralyzed. And I play the main character too, I guess. I'm a star.
Spoiler alert. Your workload's about to get a little lighter.
We haven't gotten to that point yet, Jack. But so Robert here, and I am joined with this recap episode that we're doing by Jack Austin.
Hello.
Who plays Charlie.
Yep.
And Joel. Closer on the mic.
Charlie and Joel.
Jesus Christ. Too close.
Sorry.
And then also his lovely wife, Megan.
Hello.
Who plays the librarian.
And she's super important, so.
She's pivotal to the story arc.
Honestly, if there's one character that ties in this whole series, even season one, it would probably be the librarian.
Yep.
My name tag in the show is actually librarian. There's no, true name to
That's
her.
Right.
I think that was the name I gave her. Her Christian, born name.
Was
just
librarian.
Librarian.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a last name. It's like
We're
Cher.
From Libraria. Yeah.
Born and raised.
A land of books. I am librarian.
I'm also a Paralyzed number one fan too. So let's just back up.
That's why she. Yeah, that's why Megan's here, because you listened to the whole series and everything, and you guys joined afterwards. I think I was already doing Paralyzed season one.
You were getting near the end of season one when we met.
Yep.
Right. And I think you played a character in the first or in the finale. Of season
I
one,
might have.
Like just a short character or something, yeah. So now we're on season two. Season two wrapped up.
I think I'm the police officer at the tail end of it.
Yes, you are. That's exactly who you are.
Hey man, what's going on?
What's going on, dude?
In the bathroom or whatever.
Hey bro, you look super paralyzed. What's going on?
That's not what happens.
And then it went dun 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 dun. A lot of people miss that at the end of the first season.
Yeah, we go out with a Looney Tunes band.
That's all.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And the ghost is back there hee-hawing.
Yeah. All the nightmarish creatures singing.
Nightmares. Yeah.
But so now we did season two. It was 2000. What year is this? 2019 now. But 2000.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. 17. I think the end of 2017, I started releasing season two. And then. You guys played some characters, and then we released it all through 2018.
Yep.
And now it's over. The epilogue just released not too long ago. If you haven't listened to that, that one's out.
Season 2 I feel epilogue. Like we should probably preface this whole episode
with spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
It's going to be
we
a lot
are going to talk about everything that happens. So maybe, I don't know if we could enter that back at the beginning of the episode.
Nah, we'll say it now. Spoilers.
All right. Spoiler alert, guys. I hope you have listened to Paralyzed in its entirety before you decided to flip on the recap episode.
Maybe they listened to the recap.
Wait a minute.
They just
what
wanna
is
know.
This recap? These don't sound like any of the characters.
It would pop up first on their feed. So maybe if somebody's like, I haven't listened to Paralyzed yet.
In the post, we'll just throw in spoilers.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll just, every 5 seconds, I'm going to have a spoiler. Like, just in between this whole thing. Yeah. I don't think that would be annoying at all.
I think there's no way that could go wrong.
It's going to sound like a used car commercial.
Yeah. Spoiler.
On sale.
Sunday.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Anyways, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's dive in.
Yeah, let's just get into it. So season two, season two follows David once again, but it's not at the little campground that he was at with his friends.
Different setting.
Which all of them died.
Yep.
So now it's just him.
Ooh.
That hurts. That hurts. Yeah. So David is very depressed in the beginning of season two, and Roland, the detective from the earlier Rutherford files, which were the little small segments in between the actual chapters, she plays a main character in season two. So it's really her and David together trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
I actually have her doing some voiceover throughout a couple episodes too. Like when she sees her baby, her little girl. You remember that?
I do.
It was creepy, right?
Yeah, super creepy.
Yeah, it's, everybody says that's creepy.
I like baby stuff, just like creepy babies.
That is creepy. That is creepy because they're
creepy
supposed
children
to be so
are
young
one
and
thing.
Innocent.
Creepy yeah. babies is a whole like realm of just yeah. craziness.
Well, I always remember Trainspotting. You ever seen that movie where like the baby crawls on the ceiling?
Oh,
Trainspotting. Oh,
that's with Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, the yeah. drug movie. Okay.
Yeah, where he's
no,
like,
I haven't seen it, but I was like, wait, creepy baby stuff in that movie?
Yeah, it's just that one dream sequence where the baby like is crawling on the ceiling and its head turns, like The Exorcist. So, anyways, I mean, I had some creepy baby stuff in season one, but in this one, there's a lot more because Roland's backstory is that she had a baby and lost it, mm-hmm. kind of thing. So, had to play into that.
Yeah.
Get really dark and creepy there. This one was also a little bit more action-y than season one.
Yes,
also.
It was. Yeah. A little bit less suspense, a little bit more... a
lot of guns blazing and creatures attacking. And
yeah.
Well, I feel like the mystery was kind of like lost in the sense of we already know what David's been through. So like the creatures is something he already knows about. It's everybody who's with David doesn't know about it, but we as the audience already know
right.
what these creatures are and like where they're like haunting David and stuff. So... I felt like, you know, that kind of suspensefulness is gone. But I did have the guy with the doll mask and the axe.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that added something. Although it's very hard in an audio medium to have a silent killer.
Yeah.
Because you don't see him. So right. I have to describe what he's doing.
And you have to have people react around somebody who's not saying anything.
Yeah, I know. So just having a... You know, I got like a axe dragging sound effect, and that was pretty much the extent of that character.
Well, you know, that's the beautiful thing I think about audio dramas and horror podcasts in themselves is that, you know, it's up to you. Whatever you're imagining is happening is what's freaking happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if somebody can picture that in their head, everybody who pictures that doll mask killer dragon and axe is picturing something different.
Yeah, right, it's like when you read a book. There isn't somebody standing there saying, no, that's not what you should be imagining.
Right.
Right, it's all
you should, the voiceover, you should be imagining a 6'1 doll mask with only blue and red coloration on it.
Yep. Yeah.
He's wearing a sweatsuit.
Yeah. I mean, I have David describe it like very just like, you know, simply. And then that way people can just be like, oh, here comes that killer.
Well, you know, it's hard to go into great detail like that when you have a killer coming at you because then you kind of lose some of the suspense. You know what I mean? The killer was coming at me. He was about 6'3". He was wearing some
All of a sudden, your like heart rate drops, and you're like, okay.
He was moonwalking towards me. He's like, oh, well, okay.
Dragging the axe backwards.
Right.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was like an interesting thing when I was editing it. I'm like, oh, how do I make this character like pop and like how do I make
the reason,
him like, come at you?
The reason he's silent is because originally he was supposed to have a voice and talk like a little kid, like, hi!
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was just going to be like a clown, like a clown kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yay!
No.
Would have lost everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's total bull crap. I'm sorry.
No, for me, like, scary things are usually... people crawling upside down and people not talking like a lot of the silent killers of like the 70s and 80s slasher films. And
it erases motive. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's like I'm after you because you killed my sister. You know, whatever.
Killing you because I
can kill you.
For me, the stuff that always gets me in the horror stuff is the stuff you don't see coming. Right. You know what I mean? Like you have that feeling something's about to happen and you just don't know what it is. Or that helpless, you know what I mean? Like where you have somebody who's at the end of a hallway that they can't
or
get out of.
Yeah.
And that person is who they have to get past to, you know.
Right. Well, that's what I try to add, like a little bit of everything. Like there's supernatural elements to this story. There's also creatures because I like the whole like creature aspect of it. Like something that's like... tangible that like you can touch and that they can touch you and they can kill you kind of thing.
Yeah,
it makes it I feel like a little bit more like life-threatening, whereas like a ghost I feel like sometimes ghosts
Or ghosts.
Like, they can kill you and stuff, right. But it's like you can't really fight back against them. Yeah. In this, there's actually like some things that you can fight
right.
back against.
Right, and you're not going to put Casper the Friendly in front of well, whatever these creatures are.
Hey.
You know? But that's true, too, because when they're unexplained little creatures like that, you know, if somebody saw a wolf, they might even think to themselves, well, maybe I've got a chance. He's a part dog.
Right.
I know I what this is, this. But when it's like some, you know, strange thing they've never seen, you have no idea.
Right. And that's, you know, like I said, there's a lot more action to it. So there are some fight scenes where, like, everybody's fighting against these creatures breaking into the farmhouse and the diner mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, yeah, I try to add a little bit more. But I think when we get into season three, it's going to go back a little bit more slower paced and creepy.
It's interesting to see in those scenarios which of your favorite characters are going to stand up and do something about it
right.
and which of your favorite characters are going to crumble, you know?
And somebody, you, the whole time that we recorded for, you know, that past year,
yeah.
you kept waiting for somebody to say that they liked Charlie the best.
I did, yeah.
He kept, every time
he
came.
I had so much fun recording Charlie. He was just somebody who was a fish out of water for a horror genre. You know what I mean? He was always like, what? I don't know. What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah.
And he was always just like clueless, but at the same time, just trying to make people laugh and trying to be something like that. So he was very, very fun for me. And somebody did comment at one point.
They were
like,
yeah.
I love this Charlie character. And I was like,
Charlie's
yeah!
the best. Like, it finally happened.
Somebody finally liked what I did. I think I just.
I'm finally getting the recognition
out of impulse. I just responded, thanks, Dad.
Your wife hated Charlie. I'm kidding.
There goes all that psychological validation.
I mean, like, it does. It eventually comes down to like five characters where it's like David, Roland, who are like the main characters, Julia, who's like this kind of like nice, innocent, sweet girl.
Right.
Charlie, who's kind of like the like jokester. Sarcastic asshole at times.
He's the guy that you hear and go, yeah, he's
yeah.
gonna die.
Yeah.
And then he's
and then
dead.
Steve, who actually becomes like a straight asshole and wants to kill David. Although I don't know if that makes him
it's hard to argue his logic though.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's where you need to make a choice. Yes, this is happening because of this person, but do we kill him to stop it, or do we try to be stand up people and help him out?
I mean, that was like a scene that I liked editing and stuff where it was like the standoff where Charlie was supposed to try to get Julia out of the way. I think Roland was knocked unconscious and then like David is actually like, all right, go ahead, just do it. Just kill me. Like maybe I'll go away because he doesn't know for sure, but he's assuming because it's him.
He's been
there.
Dealing with it more than anybody else there.
Right. And so he knows Roland. The only other person who knew was Roland because she was in, you know. Prior, she saw the creatures and stuff. So you never know, and that's why he was like, try it, like, just do it. But then obviously it doesn't work out, and Roland shoots. But Steve comes back in the finale, which was like an hour and a half. Or I don't remember. I remember I used a lot of similar music with the End of All Hope finale. Yeah, End of All Hope is another podcast we do, science fiction apocalyptic show. Yeah.
Also
and
very good.
Paralyzed, yeah. So I used, like, both of those were, like, hour and a half long finales. And I used some similar music in them, like, some of the tense music. I was like, I just liked it so much.
Yeah.
I put it in both.
And as somebody who listened to both, I did not notice.
You didn't notice?
That spoiler!
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I was worried. I was like, I wonder if I'm overusing it too much.
No, I had no idea.
You know, there are some people that I'm sure are End of All Hope fans that have no idea Paralyzed even exists unless we've thrown an ad in it.
Yeah, I know. I do want to do, like, more cross-promotion just so people can listen to...
Yeah.
You know, all of them, because that was one of the things I wrote down was in 2017 at the end of, I think, season one, we were getting about 8,000 downloads a month, which I was like really proud of and stuff.
It's
now we've
thing.
Like tripled our download numbers with just this last year, over tripled them. And like just I mean, it continues to grow.
And I think that's all. Let me stroke your ego here. It's all
love when you do that.
Due to, you know, how much time you put into it and attention and making sure we have people coming here to record, because everybody that does this is doing it for free.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much.
I mean, that's huge. So the fact that those numbers have gotten so consistent is because I think you and I sat down and said, okay, what's going to make us work the best? And a schedule and consistent releasing... And getting people in to record and all that was was the most paramount
it's hard.
Part of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. Like, yeah, everybody's like different schedules and stuff. And then also, like, the editing process just takes a long time.
And you're also matching up people who are recording separately.
Yeah, everybody records separately. And then you have to get them, like, the right dialogue that, like, matches or at least best.
And what take matches the other person's take the best.
Yeah. And it's hard. But, you know, it worked out. And I think people liked season two. Like, people are starting to, like, you know, rate and review it a lot more. I noticed more reviews showing up. A lot of people have commented on Twitter and Instagram and waiting for new episodes. Season three, like, we're working on right now. And
so there is a...
There is a season three.
Is there a librarian in that one, too? Like,
if there is, I'll call you.
If it's the same one, call me.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Season three is going to be interesting because, like, season one and two were all about David. And, I mean, season two is about Roland a little bit. And I think Roland is kind of like the thread throughout this series. We'll see how far it goes. But... in season two, there were, like, these side stories called Erica's Tapes that if you listen to, it was stuff that was, like, similar to what was happening to David was happening to this guy named Shane. And Shane and Erica were, like, a couple, and Erica was, like, videotaping him kind of, like, paranormal activity style, like, every night. And eventually it kind of shows that he's seen, like, a moth, which a moth is, like, kind of, like, a symbol of, like, this danger that happens. So, that was all throughout season two where these little side stories happened. And now they're actually going to be the majority of season three. They're going to be like the main characters. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
But I feel like I got to say something because, I mean, we can talk about the finale where David dies.
Yeah, he's, so. That's,
I mean, thank
so
God. Because the
people
guy
who think, oh, how are you going to do it? David's got to come back. He's not coming back. He is dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead, and that means I don't have to record anymore, which is cool.
Thank God.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm totally joking.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this entity transfers over and, you know, what kind of effect it has on everything.
Well, and I'm wondering, like, how people will like it with, like, a new cast and stuff. Like, if they think it's going to be, like, too much or, like, too weird not having those characters in it, but... I kind of think, like, you know, I'm introducing new characters every season that, like, yeah, the main character is going to change too, but there's still going to be, like, some tie-in.
And that's not a guarantee that your main character is always going to die.
And it's not a guarantee that we might not see David again somehow, some way. Now he's dead.
He's now going to be the
But it could be something.
He's the guy.
He's the doll mask guy.
Right. He's wallet guy. If you listen to Across America, you know who wallet guy is. Joke.
Inside joke.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying is like there are some things because, I mean, it's all about dreams and nightmares and stuff and sleep paralysis. So like there's ways that he could appear in visions or whatever. I don't want to spoil it, but we'll see what happens. And but yeah, I'm like excited to see how... the new characters and the new, it's going to be a new setting too. Like they talk about a cruise ship. So there's going to be some stuff on a cruise ship.
Ooh.
Be interesting, right?
I'm this won't play be a the remake. Captain of the cruise ship.
This isn't going to be a remake of Ghost Ship, though.
I was going to say, it's very Ghost Ship-esque.
Kind of.
Or Titanic. I'm not really sure.
It's going to be like Titanic, but with ghosts. So I guess like Ghost Ship.
Yeah, but like not underwater.
It's going to be like Event Horizon on a cruise ship, but not...
Titanic.
Not Titanic, not Jaws.
But one character is going to be named Bill Paxton, and there's going to be a Jack and a Rose.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
I don't think any of that's true. Don't listen to them.
None of that is.
Who are these two fucks up at the front of the boat? What are they doing?
They're skeletons, actually. Yeah. He's just
it's
showing...
be creepy. I'm just saying it'll be interesting to do because we had a campground and a farmhouse. Now let's do a cruise ship. See how that goes.
Because then you're helpless out in the water.
What, guys,
so
that's true. You know what? We're putting them somewhere else. Okay.
Yeah, we got to find another place to put these characters. No, but I do want to say also that like you were talking about the recording and stuff, and one of the reasons why we were releasing like every 2 weeks for like the first half of the year. But then, like, some complications arose where some people couldn't record and stuff, so we had to, like, slow it down a little bit. And the my friend Kaylin, who was playing Julia, actually moved to Miami, so which is like hours away from us. So she couldn't record at certain times. So I had to wait until she was in town, record her, and then like edit. And that happened with a couple other people. Julia W.D. Harrison, who was playing Jen in season one, couldn't record after her dream sequence in season two. And I actually had like a lot of dialogue with her in the finale. And I had to change all that. And I rewrote it a little bit. But it actually worked out because I did like this demonic voice thing, like came in and started talking. And that was actually something I was going to say for season three. But I'm actually put it into the finale because I had to. But
it
also
leads
worked.
In. Yeah, it leads into season three.
And it'll be cool for season three. So I think for season three, when people start hearing it, they'll be like, oh, okay, so this is something else that's like tying in. And, and I think that's cool. So it actually worked out, which I was happy about.
Rock and roll.
So what was the other thing I was going to say, though? Oh, the Shadow Man. That was like one of the big things I wanted to talk about because everybody's always talking. Although a lot of people, like I have one friend at work who's like, "You mean Slender Man?"
No,
no,
it's not Slender Man. It's Shadow Man.
Somebody
completely different.
Whoa,
he's not wearing a suit.
Yeah,
so that's something. But I like long, you know, long, tall guys. They're scary.
Another spoiler. He's actually in the news.
Listen, guy at work that's arguing with Rob.
Yeah,
about this.
Lay off.
It, well, I was gonna say that. If you wanted to look like Slender Man, then goddammit, he looks like Slender Man. Fine.
Yeah, that's true. If you want
whatever
Slenderman.
You want it to be, dude.
It's Slender Man when he takes off the suit.
So he's naked.
He's naked.
The Slender, what are we calling him?
Shadow Man.
Shadow Man. To be like a Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street.
Okay.
So he's always got the big long eyelashes and he's always kind of swaying like he's on drugs.
Well, the reason, the old reason why I call him the Shadow Man is because people, like when they have sleep paralysis, a lot of people have had dreams of like tall figures standing over them. That's like a big thing. And I've had sleep paralysis, but I've never had that. But I like the idea of just like a tall, dark figure like standing.
I don't like that idea.
I mean,
at all.
I like the idea of it. I don't want it. I don't want to dream it, but I like the idea of it. So I figure
perfect for a creepy podcast.
Yeah. So I figure like it worked out and that was something that tied into the whole sleep paralysis thing. And that's why I have the Shadow Man. But is the Shadow Man good or bad?
Are we taking a poll right now?
Yeah, out of the three of us. Let's
out of
take
the three
a poll.
Of us,
but I know, so I'm not going
to
say.
The creator, he looks to the camera that's not there. I say, yeah, he's a good guy.
I think that he's a good guy, too. I mean, I don't know.
at one point, there's going to be in the middle of the terror, and he's just going to walk over. He reached out to touch me, and he, like, rubs his back.
Yeah. There you go.
It's going to be okay, buddy.
You had something on your back.
Yeah.
And then that's it. He disappears forever.
No.
Series over.
I mean, for as creepy as he is not as creepy as the monsters that are in the podcast, for sure.
And
I feel like he's more of a, like, subconscious... like guardian is kind of like how I've seen him. Like at first, obviously I was like, oh my God, who's this guy? And now this guy's dealing with these guys. And I'm like, what the hell's going on?
But, there's a lot of guys.
Yeah. But as he kind of progressed, I see him being a little bit more of like a guardian, like shit's about to go down.
Right.
Warning. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's a little bit more on the good side.
And there were a couple of times where it seemed like he saved David, like especially in the finale of the season one podcast when that crazy lady with the baby, and then also in season two I had a part where like lightning strikes the barn or whatever, like during their whole fight thing. So when that happens, David kind of faints, and when he wakes up the creatures are all gone, and he saw the Shadow Man right before that. So I'm like, I'm trying to put that kind of stuff in there, but I don't want to go too far, and I'm not going to explain too much, but there are some spots where it seems like he's trying to be helpful. So
we just don't know why. Yeah, maybe he is a bad guy.
Maybe
he's just setting him up.
Yeah, maybe there's... I mean, technically, and then that was the whole point, is David dies at the end.
So, yeah, here we go.
So there's still something
about
where
that.
Were you then, Shadow Man?
Yeah, why did you protect me from the police? But you brought up a good point, Megan, when you were talking about, like, how is it... how like everybody else can still see the creatures. So like when David got shot by
and
the police or whatever.
It appears that he's like hallucinating this whole time. And it's like, well, how is that? And of course, as the writer, you know.
yeah, true.
But.
Well, and that was the thing is the way I try to like write it is that it is happening to him and maybe he does hallucinate some things. But the dreams that are coming true or whatever, kind of like spreads, almost like a disease where like other people are dragged into it too. Right. So if they're close enough to David or whatever, it's hard for them to get out. That's why Joel died in the truck and got hacked to pieces. R.I.P. Joel.
R.I.P.
Which I was actually going to have Joel live. Like Joel was actually going to live and be one of the people who shot David at the end. That was going to be something I was going to have.
And I really like Joel, selfishly.
Yeah, really?
I mean, like, as soon as he was dead, I was like, well, I guess I'm done here.
She has a close personal relationship with Joel.
Joel is obviously played by my husband, Jack.
Yeah.
And it's his own voice. So I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Joel.
Yes. But Joel was a silky smooth operator.
Well,
he didn't talk like that.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Not
even
close.
He just had kind of my voice with, like,
a little Boston accent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the thing, is like I was going to have him actually live to the end, but and I don't remember, like sometimes I'm just writing and then I just change it like on a whim.
Well,
I'm
he's
like,
going to get chucked.
You know what? I want him to die.
I'm tired of listening to
Guess
Jack
what?
Talk.
Guess what? Joel's going to leave. He's going to freaking die.
Yeah. Jack's done. Paralyze is over for you, Jack. You're done.
Well, I also like that he destroyed the diner and that like forced them to leave the diner.
Yeah.
So that was something that like, you know. I was like,
Shadow Man sent a technical team to blow up the truck.
So is he good or bad? Let's do this again.
Yeah. Is Joel good or bad?
Joel?
What do you think? Let's take a poll.
I thought Joel just didn't really want to be doing any of it. He was like, why am I doing this shit? Why
He didn't,
like,
he
okay,
didn't believe
right,
any
yeah,
of
okay,
it.
Okay, great. You guys are seeing shit. It's time for me to go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was one of his things. Like he,
which
was just,
very
like, kind of
symbolic when he came back dead as fuck,
like, chopped in half.
Yeah, so there's gonna be a released 2-minute Joel tape of him driving away those crazy motherfuckers.
We'll do a Patreon exclusive episode of what happened between him leaving the diner and him getting chopped in half.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, that's how that's how I'll die. But yeah, so anyway, season 3, like. I mean, obviously, you guys hopefully have listened to season 1 and 2. So, yeah, you know David is dead. We have some new characters coming in. It's still going to tie in. There's still an overall story that we're working on. We got new actors coming in, playing different characters. I found some actors on Reddit that are actually voicing characters for us, too, for season 3. So it's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be a little bit more creepier and slower than season 2. But I'm looking forward to that kind of stuff and trying to make it scary. I'm always trying to find like new ways to make something creepy.
There's
scary.
That character that we've talked about that we don't dare speak of.
That character is
coming
soon, too. I'm
very excited for that individual.
Yeah.
I don't even know who this is, folks. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
It is I'm assuming
you voice him and you have not told me.
No,
he knows I'm not really big into spoilers.
I've got a lot of I got a lot of things I want to do with that person, and I'm very jazzed about it.
That one's gonna be fun. Like we're there's definitely the way I see it is I think this series is gonna be about 6 seasons.
Yeah.
It might be more, it might be less, I don't know, but right now that's my goal.
That makes my
heart
happy.
So that's what I'm hoping for.
And then obviously, you know, we've got more stuff coming out too.
Oh, and that's the thing.
If you are
like,
a fan of Paralyzed, you don't know about End of All Hope and
End of All Hope or Story.
A really great one too.
Yeah, those are the two big ones. We've got Cop Doctors.
Atlas Avenue B is
those are
a comedy.
Really kind of funny.
They're more comedy.
Yeah.
Still very good.
But still good, yeah.
So, yeah, you can go to 7land.com.
I'm not done here. My ass is just dying in this chair slowly.
Yeah, check yourself.
I got to protect my ass. That's Bye.
See ya. So, yeah, no, but, yeah, check out our other podcast.
Yeah, no, but, yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah,
but,
no.
Yeah, but,
but, yeah.
But, but So check out our other podcast. You can go to 7lamb.com or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/7lamb. That's SEVENLAMB.
Mm-hmm.
And then our website is either 7lamb, the number 7, or you can spell it out.
Right.
It'll still bring you to the same website. What else was I gonna say?
With us on Facebook.
Oh yeah, Facebook, Twitter, and
Instagram.
We're on all of those, and we do try to post like new stuff on Facebook, like whenever we upload something.
Yeah. And we do try to respond very quickly.
We're pretty good at responding.
Yeah.
I saw the little thing. It says messages within 24
hours. Within 24
hours.
Like,
there you
look
go.
Let's go.
Within 24
hours.
You
can get that down to like an hour, folks.
Okay. Well,
speed
we're not
it up
we're not that fast.
With your help.
And then there's the Patreon.
Yeah, and Patreon, which maybe we'll do a Joel short story. A 2 minute.
I think that is an excellent idea.
I would do that. Just see what happened. Yeah. What happened between him leaving the diner and getting hacked in half? Yeah,
I think that's excellent because I was left wondering.
Although we do have bloopers. We have Paralyzed Season 2 bloopers on there. I think Paralyzed Season 1 bloopers on there. So if you donate, I forget like what the tiers are right now, but there's different tiers.
They're not crazy.
Nothing too expensive or anything, but you can get, I upload scripts on there if people want to see the scripts, bloopers, other outtakes, and then hopefully bonus episodes soon with some of our podcasts.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that. And then I also do, before we go, I want to plug Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. I use a lot of his music. It's all royalty free. Luckily, I found his website because that's where I get a lot of the music for all of our podcasts, actually, for End of All Hope, Paralyzed, all of it. But also, Eldritch T'Challa, which is not his real name, but the name he goes by for Nemesis Black is like his kind of company label.
He does a lot of our music, too.
He actually creates a lot of the music for Paralyzed specifically. Yeah. Like he's created some music. Like I'll tell him like kind of the feel I want, and he'll work his hardest to find something that matches what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And there's like a couple of the songs in, like I said, the finale of End of All Hope and Paralyzed. They're his songs that I used again just because I liked them so much. And like they're a lot of it's actiony. He does like kind of like a metal, metallic, like I don't even know what you call it.
Need
but
to
like
meet this guy then.
A hardcore
is
kind of
here?
Like
is
intense.
Is he here? Is he local?
No. He lives in Georgia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I just met him. He messaged us on Facebook a while back.
Yep.
And all throughout season two, he provided music.
That's awesome.
So him and Kevin McLeod
I've
been using.
Please make sure to check out their content and their...
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I always try to plug their stuff. Like, if you ever look at the descriptions of the episodes, I try to plug their stuff, too. Yeah. So you can check that out, along with our Patreon.
The music really kind of makes the dialogue a story. So that's huge. It's awesome.
Yeah, sometimes like putting it behind, like it can make a scene more intense or scary.
I promise you, it would suck if you only had to listen to our voices.
Yeah, like if there
like
wasn't music
like you have
in
the last
stuff.
31 minutes.
Yeah, doesn't this suck? Don't you hate this?
Aren't you just living in hell right now? Listening to our voices?
But yeah, so...
Somebody's like, finally!
They get it at least.
Should have laid a music track over this whole thing.
Yeah, right.
Just gets more intense as we start yelling. But yeah, I just wanted to do this recap episode to kind of talk about season two and what to expect with season three.
And
glad you guys enjoyed it, recording and listening. And hopefully we'll do this again for season three.
Heck yeah.
Maybe a midway.
A midway season recap.
Bringo.
Like right in the middle of season three.
Yeah.
It's a recap episode.
Well, not a recap, but like what do you think is going to happen? Interactive,
That's why I do want to do that for like Patreon. People can actually, when you donate, you can ask questions and stuff, and we'll answer anything that's not going to be like an actual super spoiler.
Is Slenderman evil or good?
His name is Shadow Man.
Get it right. We don't want copyright from the internet.
We'll just go with Bill Paxton. Is Bill Paxton good or bad?
You know what? He's pretty good.
Yeah. Is Tommy Lee Jones good or a bad guy?
Oh, he's bad. Name another one. He's out. But, yeah, you can ask us questions or you can go on Facebook. I've had people also message us on Facebook asking us, again, like when new episodes are coming out or like about story elements, characters, all that kind of stuff. So some people want to voice characters. As long as if you have recording equipment and you want to voice a character... Like we do.
You too can be from Libraria.
Yeah, you can be librarian number two.
Librarian number two.
It works. I'm the only librarian.
She right over there, and then somebody else goes, "Hey, who was that?" Just some guy looking for this book. Oh, okay, great. Thanks for answering my question.
Thanks, librarian number two.
Thanks, librarian number two. You're welcome, librarian.
You don't want to be typecast as librarian, though.
No, though. No. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
No. We'll find others.
Maybe next time she'll be like a stewardess.
A clerk.
I've been waitresses and other things.
That's
true.
I was a pretty main character in
Atlas Avenue
Atlas
B.
Atlas Avenue B. Yeah. Until
the main character.
Until she was.
Until she. Spoiler for that. You know what? Let's do a recap of Atlas Avenue B.
Start over here. Yeah.
Here we go. Strap in, folks.
So, season one. No. No. Like, I just want to do this recap episode just to talk about all that kind of stuff and hopefully the goal is right now, no promises because I'm releasing this week, but I'm hoping that season three will start releasing sometime in February. We got a couple of episodes edited, but we're trying to get a little bit further ahead. So that way you guys don't have to wait a month for the next episode. Yeah.
Sick.
Yep. So that's about it. For Jack and Megan joining me, thank you again, guys. And I guess that's it. We'll do it for season 3.
All right. Later.
All right. See ya.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.